This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, it's time for the weekly talk radio roundup, an overview, our thoughts, in fact, on the big issues of the week, according to the surveys done by Talkers Magazine of talk radio stations and hosts around the country, people who are managers, looking at the issues that are being discussed. And a lot of them are political. A lot of them are about events of the day, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing new there. We're talking about the charts for the week of January 29th to February 2nd. Joining me on the dais. That's what they say when you're being introduced to make a big speech. Jay, right here, ladies and gentlemen, on the dais with
here.
Me is Jay Kirshner, who is from the Good Day program. Jennifer's off this week, so we're being joined by John Harper, who is from WMEL down in Florida. John and I have been friends for a long, long time. He's a very astute radio guy, has run great radio stations and contributed a lot to the discussion, if you will. So he's going to join us. One of the things that I would like to spend some time on, what's going on in China. We almost always, Jay, have something in the countdown that refers to our relationship with China, what's going on in China. I think that they are more cognizant, and frankly, I think this applies to almost everywhere in the world. Whenever I travel outside of the country, I always find, like, I feel like I know more about what's going on in America than I do when I'm here in America because of the way the news media covers things. So the Chinese know a lot about what's going on here. And sort of now we're returning the favor with our interest in the liquidation of the largest real estate holding company in China. Evergrande is the translation from Chinese. I don't know how to pronounce it in Chinese. It wouldn't make any difference anyway. So that company has been liquidated because the Chinese economy, as much as they want to put a smiley face, what is it they say, put lipstick on a pig? The Chinese economy is suffering because of more than anything else, American companies waking up to what basically they have done, what they have reaped, if you will, by giving for the last 40-some-odd years most of our manufacturing business to China because they did it cheaper. And then, of course, the Chinese, who have no scruples, steal everything we give them and they make it on their own to compete with our stuff. And so it's a double-edged sword. And now, because people are wise, maybe they should have been wiser a long time ago, but that's like, what do they say, shut the barn door after the horses are out. With the interest in that, this huge basic bankruptcy, the promise that the leader of China made to the leader of America that the Chinese would not interfere with our election. Well, I guess we have to define better who the Chinese are that he's talking about, because there's a huge problem with hackers not only getting involved, they are supposedly, they have nothing to do with the government, but everything over there has something to do with the government. So number 8 this week is the threat from these Chinese hackers. And it's not just about politics. It's about the stuff we were talking about this, John, earlier on the Good Day program. The weather, for example, almost everything has come under the influence of hackers, people who are trying to use social media to change the course of information, to change, in a sense, I guess in a sense, to change the course of history. So these hackers are just getting involved in everything, including Taylor Swift. It's like from top to bottom, in and out, up and down, right?
The deep fake nudes. Well, it was last year, it could have been 2 years ago now, but there was a hacker that got into where a water supply is and started manipulating somebody's computer to add chemicals that would have caused so much harm to people in the community had this gone any farther, but the person happened to be at the desk still and saw the mouse moving and saw what was happening and was able to alert whoever he needed to alert to shut down the whole water situation so that all of these chemicals didn't make it into all of these families' homes.
John, you started to say something.
I started to say, what did they do with Taylor Swift? I had not heard that.
Jay, you want to tell that? I feel dirty talking about it. I don't want you to feel dirty.
Yeah, there are a lot of deep fake nudes going around. Pornographic
nudes,
photos,
not
videos,
nudes.
Like
N-U-D-E-S. Nudes.
The pictures, yes. Right? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So...
I think guys, Americans may finally be waking up to the point that the Chinese are not people to be trusted, as you said a moment ago, Doug, and they finally have figured out that we need to start bringing this stuff back into our country and forget the Chinese. They've done enough damage as it is, and let them fall as it may on their yourselves.
Well, we have no obligation. Why do we feel like we have an obligation to help out the Chinese? We've been very helpful over the years. We're pretty much the bright, shining light of help all around the world. Now, granted, some of the places we've gone to help have been places we destroyed. Let's go back to World War II in Japan. We basically rebuilt Japan, and we funded a lot of the rebuild in Europe. As a matter of fact, after the Germans did what they did, and then we destroyed, you know, Korea with the war, the Chinese started the war, and we got involved, and then we rebuilt South Korea. We certainly did that in Vietnam, and we certainly did that in Iraq. So that seems to be, but the other side of it is maybe the more insidious side to that observation is the fact that the companies that did the best as a result of, and then there are a lot of American companies, because foreign aid requires, when we give you foreign aid, you got to hire an American company to do the work, whatever it is we're paying for. You got to have American companies rebuild or redo whatever it is that we're paying for. But the military-industrial complex always wins in these circumstances. They're winning in, you know, you look at the Middle East. Are the Israelis winning Hamas? No, neither of them. You know, maybe Israel is going to be better off, a little more secure after this is over for a while. But the military-industrialists have won big time. Look at what happened in Iraq. I remember going to Iraq and going around the country and seeing the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pieces of equipment, buildings that we built to house our soldiers that were over there. They all just, they leave them. We leave everything. The Humvees, the Jeeps, we just leave them there. The same thing in Afghanistan. We left everything there. So I don't know why we do that. If we get them over there on transport planes and ships, why don't we take them back? How come nobody is asking that question? I guess is a question that I want now that I have it on my mind. Why is it that we leave all that stuff behind?
Well, you're absolutely right. Someone like myself and so many other men and women who served in Vietnam, I could never understand. Let's take Saigon. That was a city that we built, so to speak, and we left $80 billion, just what you're saying, Doug, of equipment, yep, airplanes, buildings, all types of infrastructure. And I never could understand that. And there was no appreciation for it. Of course, now the government of what was the North Vietnamese have it. But there was so much left behind. It was impossible to really believe what happened. We pushed over the side of aircraft carriers, helicopters, things that cost a lot of money, jets, you name it, just pushed into the water. I don't know why we do that, why we did it, and as you said, it's been done elsewhere, too.
Yeah, it just keeps it.
Yeah,
the conflict, and then we just throw things. I don't know why. Where is the leadership, and where are the, we are increasingly getting dumbed down. Nobody asks the right questions. The news media is all flummoxed and So what do we have? We have, we're at the mercy of the people who want to control the world, the Zuckerbergs of the world, the Musks of the world. These people, all they want to do is control everything. And then we get down to the point of discussing something where we went down a road on the Good Day program last week or two about who's going to be the first trillionaire. Because there will be, and who will it be? One of these guys? Is it going to be Musk? Is it going to be Bezos? Is it going to be Zuckerberg? Is it going to be Gates? Or is it going to be that guy that's the wealthiest guy in Mexico, whose name I can never pronounce? There are a lot of, and there are plenty of Russians who have all kinds of dough.
They forget them, yeah.
No, not at all. All right, speaking of the Russians, the war, and what's going on there, I'm kind of losing interest in this, and maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm going to tell you what the real truth is. I am to the point where I don't want the Russians, we should put an end to this. It's going on and on and on, and again, the only people that are winning are the people that are supplying the armaments for both sides. Otherwise, a lot of dead people. I think there are 800,000 people on both sides now that are dead. And what do you have to, what do they have to show for it? Nothing. The Russians haven't gained anything. The Ukrainians pushed them back to keep their sovereignty, but at some point in time. And then the Ukrainian aid package, I don't even know where that is. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, has been trying to turn this thing around, but I don't know. It's been back and forth and up and down and in and out. So anybody know where the aid to Ukraine package is at the moment? I think the European Union is going to create a fund to support the economy. The leaders of Italy, France, I think Hungary have put together a package so that they can help out. And that's appropriate. Why should it all come from us? Right?
Yeah.
I think the philosophy on that may be changing a little bit, but I think, Doug, we should have James bring out that song by Edwin Starr, War, What Is It
War.
Good For, right?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Right. Yeah. So, well, but we've got, but it's always going, we don't seem to be able to get along with each other. Look at Star Wars. It's about war in space. And think of all the popular movies. How many times has the story of World War II been told in movies, and we still keep making new movies about World War II? Another thing. All right, anyway. So let's get off of the war. Social media up next here in our focus. It's 18 after on the Talk Radio Review.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and my friend John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, talk about the issues of the day. And now, because this hour in the Good Day program, this portion of the hour is always devoted to social media things, and sometimes your responses to items we're talking about, sometimes the stuff that is that's trending, and then there's the technology itself. Interesting story this week about a study in South Yorkshire that's going to test whether smartphone sensors could help detect and prevent illnesses. Google is conducting the research alongside some academics in this area of England. The first project apparently is going to test whether sensors could help detect conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, chronic kidney disease. This is interesting.
That's
and
great.
If it, in fact, it works, then it will drive certainly some important changes. Exploring how technology can improve the quality of life is something that, you know, given the fact that these people, Google, especially with those two little worms that run it, they ought to be doing more good than they, you know, I think they don't have to. They can be greedy SOBs. Pretty much they are, and they want to control everything. But this is something that's good. So on the bright side of what necessarily, you know, when you're
the bright
side, maybe 500 to 1. Yeah, it may be maybe 500 to 1, 500 bad things and one good thing. But the one good thing ought to be highlighted. I guess they're trying to come up with some wearable technology. Is that it? Smartwatches? That
yeah, kind of like Fitbits. And yes, yeah. And
yeah.
Then there are also actual Fitbits they're going to be giving out to some post-surgical patients to monitor their rehab.
Yeah, good. Okay, so that's good. All right, let's talk about some of the responses we've gotten to some of your questions this week. Our handle on all social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, X, whatever it is at Good Day Networks. So I see here stories have been following. Fred says the sturgeon spearing in Wisconsin.
that's Fred's important like news, yep.
Big news. I mean, ice fishing in Wisconsin, maybe that's what a sturgeon is, kind of fish. Right? I don't know.
Yes, yeah, the sturgeon spearing.
Freshwater.
I guess it's going really well right now.
Yeah. Okay, not for the sturgeons, but maybe for the people that are trying to get them. Let's see. Yeah. Kathy Vanderwalker says, I don't watch the news. It's too depressing. Love your show, though.
Okay, I've actually heard from quite a few people who say that listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day program is how they get the news the most.
Well, yeah, we don't focus. It isn't like, all right, so take the charts, the talkers charts, the top 10 stories. All of that stuff is in the news, and it's all twisted and turned around. And the stuff that we talk about is all of the, you know, certainly we have to touch on to things like immigrant crisis, because I think that's an important, I think it's the most important thing, frankly. The tensions, the wars, yeah, okay, so what new are we going to add to that? It's interesting to talk about Taylor Swift, because I think that she is a ray of sunshine, frankly, so let's talk about that rather than maybe juxtapose it with Trump, who is not a ray of sunshine. And, you know, so there we go. How do we, you know, you got to touch on everything, but it's a broader reach, let's put it that way. So Greg says social media, well, he's got his own top 10 list.
Yeah, Greg's top 7.
Number 7 is Doug reaching new highs in grumpiness levels.
That's preposterous.
When did that happen?
Define grumpiness, Greg.
Yeah. What was it earlier this week? We were talking about sort of the curmudgeon-y stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was like National Curmudgeon Day. Curmudgeon Day.
Yeah, right. Come on, Greg. Straighten up. All right. Now, Melody says she's been too busy to pay attention. Yeah, that's what people are doing. You know, they're running their own lives and not getting so wrapped up in all this stuff. All right, 28 after the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Walgreens is being accused of being racist for closing a store in Boston.
A Democratic Massachusetts lawmaker, Representative Ayanna Pressley, accused Walgreens of racial discrimination for withdrawing from the predominantly black and Hispanic neighborhood of Roxbury. This marks the fourth Walgreens store closure in Boston in just over a year. Pressley, along with Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren, sought answers from Walgreens CEO Tim Wentworth, who did not respond to Fox News Digital's request for comment regarding the reason for the store closure. I'm John Schaefer.
Get ready for new limits on password sharing on Hulu. The Disney-owned streaming platform's changing its terms of service now to ban account sharing with people outside the house. The change will be made immediate for new customers. For existing customers, there will be a grace period until March 14th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here on the Talk Radio Review. All right, John was talking earlier about this song from War. Well, it's War. The group is War, and the song is War. And what's it good for? Absolutely nothing. Most of us remember that song, depending on our age. Jay, you've heard that song before, right? This song?
I have,
crank
it up
for a second, James. Crank it up, James, for a second.
Absolutely. Listen to me.
The fact that we have them, we seem to run our lives, frankly. What's the first thing on people's minds often in the current situation? The tensions in the Middle East, the rebel attacks, the Houthis are chasing down. There was a report that I heard, by the way, if you're just joining us, Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program. Jennifer's off today. John Harper is here with us from the WMEL studios on the Treasure Coast, the Space Coast, the Treasure Coast on the other side. It's on the other side. The whole business about the shipping lanes. I'm going to, I'm not going to get off on a tangent, but I think this is important information that I gleaned from listening to this report. You know, when we do this, we listen to things, we watch things, we read things, and they all get sort of, people say, how do you keep your brain straight? Well, I have an open brain, an open mind, and I suck all this stuff in. And frankly, pretty much everything that happens in my life makes it into a discussion on this radio program in one way or another at some point in time. So to the point of the analysis of what's going on in the Red Sea, the gateway to the Suez, the gateway to the Panama Canal, the two biggest ways of cutting the shipping time are the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal. So the Suez Canal, now they can't seem to, I mean, here's a bunch of guys. Remember that movie with Tom Hanks called Captain Phillips, where these guys in a wooden boat, about a dozen of them, attacked a merchant marine ship and basically took it over. And it was about the Somalis who were doing that. It was just a culmination of that whole story. And that's essentially what's going on with the rebels. They're using basically, rowboats to go out and throw bombs and attack these ships that have no protection whatsoever. These ships that carry, these huge, some of them carry 3,000 of those containers, the huge container ships that you see all over the place. There are thousands of them on the open seas everywhere. And when they come around, let's say you've got a boatload of stuff from China that needs to get to Europe. Well, they need to go through the Suez Canal. Otherwise, they have to go all the way down to the Horn of Africa and come back up on the other side, which takes an extra week. It increases the cost of the shipping. It's all, there are all kinds of things connected to it. So now with these rebel attacks, that's what's going on in part. That's why you're going to see those of you who buy European cars, cars made in Korea, cars made Japan, yeah, they're having a real problem because they can't get these things to most of the ports where they're supposed to go, so they're jacking up the cost of shipping by 30%. That'll come to the bottom line of whatever the sticker price is of whatever's being shipped. So the problem there ought to be taken care of immediately. I don't know, Biden hasn't done a squat when it comes to the Iranian situation, and there's not really much being done to keep the rebels away. Once in a while we shoot a couple of boats and sink them, but that's about it. There's no real strong focus on what's going on. So that's the problem with the Suez. Now you go to the Panama Canal, and they need the bigger ships go through the Panama Canal, and because there's a drought in Panama, there's no water in the canal. So it's taking three times longer for them to fill up the locks. You understand how it works. The boat goes into a section of the canal. They fill it up with water to lift up the ship so it can go through the canal. And there's a shortage of water. I guess what I'm thinking is, why aren't they using seawater instead of fresh water?
That's what I thought they were using, water from the Pacific.
I would have thought that was it, but apparently that's not it, or that's not part of the makeup here. So anyway, that's one of the reasons that there's a big problem, and you're going to see the cost of goods being shipped from other countries. The reason for when you go to even foodstuffs, but things you buy in Target, things you buy in Walmart, things you buy in Macy's, things you buy wherever you buy them, the cost, if it hasn't already gone up, kind of like gasoline. In January, we had a really good relief package somehow or other. Gasoline, where I am, was down below $3 a gallon for about 3 weeks. What are you paying for gas in Ohio, Jay?
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to remember the last time I got gas. I want to say it was just under $3. It was actually going really well.
Really? I was in Florida last weekend, and I was trying to remember what I paid. I think it was around $3 for gas.
It's up to $3.25. I just paid for gas last night.
Well, the price is...
$2.60.
It was down that low? Really? Okay, well, I think we've seen a spike of 20, 25 cents this week, and that's basically what you heard from all of the people selling petroleum products was the cheapest month of the year to buy gasoline, this year is going to be January, so that's gone. So watch the prices go back up again. And again, that's something else that gets shipped in from the Middle East and goes through the canals. And so that's going to, it just is, I mean, the wars and the lack of response to the wars and the people that are causing havoc. It's these people are like gnats on the back of an elephant, yet they're getting away with it. We don't want to hurt anybody. Okay, yeah, great. In the meantime, we're the ones getting hurt, right?
Sure are. Yeah.
All right. Enough of that. Let's go to. There are a couple of other things, Jay, that you found from people, the listeners and social media stuff. You asked the question: if the Democratic presidential nomination came down to Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, who would you pick?
Ultimately, the answer was just no.
Yeah, it was neither one of them. In essence, Shirley said Ralph Nader. Let's see.
For a non-swampy pick.
Yeah, remind him. Michael Harrison, I think, interviewed Ralph Nader this week for his MH interview. I think it was this week. Anyway, let's see here. It looks like, is it Nehemiah or something close to that said, I'd write in Bernie Sanders because picking a robot or a robot sucks for options. A robot or a robot? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. Let's see here. Jim Mancuso wants to pick JFK Jr. Jim, JFK Jr. is dead.
That's what I was wondering, if maybe he meant RFK Jr.
RFK, I think he probably did.
Must
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you say, John?
I said he must have meant that, but I think Hillary Clinton would be a lightning rod, as bad as Donald Trump, sparking so much controversy, and that would not be a good fit. Let's move on from Hillary Clinton.
All right, let's see here. Wendy says, like choosing between the devil and the deep blue sea. Colette says, holy hell, neither. There you go. Now, the economy is something that drives presidential races. Remember when Bill Clinton said it's the economy? Well, he didn't say that. James Carville said it's the, and he was Clinton's chief advisor. It's the economy, stupid. And so, when you look at the news, look at the information about the economy and how it shows signs of getting better and stronger. There was a poll conducted this week, and the focus, even though I think there's an uptick, we can all admit that there's an uptick, a lot of people's views on the economy and the nation as a whole are bleak. Only 35% of Americans in this poll say that the things in our country today are going well. Well, so the economy actually is going well, but nothing else is. You know, going back to what we were talking about, the migrant situation, that's the number one problem, number one discussion point this week, according to the story list of Talkers Magazine. And then we talk about these people that you heard us discussing before, the 80,000 people that were arrested by ICE because they were criminals in other countries, and then they committed crimes here. I guess I'm being redundant here, but that's why people.
The economy is based. A lot of people are basing it on prices in the grocery store, and that's how they're voting with what's on their table, how much it costs. And that's how they judge the country, the barometer of the country and our economy, based on what they're paying for food in the grocery store and gas.
Well, and that's not that's not good because think about it. I still would rather spend. I'm getting to like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I don't know. I just like them. That's nothing to do with anything. Yeah, they're even getting pictures of them when they were kids, what kind of cars they drive. You know, it becomes silly because it is it's a way to get away from all the other stuff, right? I saw a poll. What kind of car do celebrities drive? Anthony Hopkins drives a Porsche. What kind of a Porsche is it? It's a Porsche Targa. All right? How does that make your week? Jay Leno drives a Mercedes Gullwing. You can expect that from him, right? Tom Cruise drives a Bugatti. I guess you can expect that from him, too. Leonardo DiCaprio drives something I never even heard of, a Fisker Karma. But anyway, I'm digressing because it's something that people, you know, the girls tease me all the time, John, when I get lost in clickbait. But because the stuff that's, you know, kind of the clickbait is many times a lot more interesting than, you know, the stuff. How many times can we talk about number five, Trump's legal battles? How many times can we go over that? Right? I mean, what is there that, so maybe Fannie Willis is in trouble this week because she did something or said, but you know what? It's the same stuff. And when it comes to presidential race, because we really have no race, there are no primaries, what are we talking about? Get right down to it.
Yep. And that's kind of a sad commentary on the way we elect presidents and, nobody going up against Trump anymore except Haley. And it's kind of a sad situation. And this is unusual. I know the field of candidates in past elections has been whittled down when you get toward the end of the primary. But this is ridiculous. Trump is already self-anointed as president.
Yeah.
You know?
It's sick. It really is. It's sick. And the fact that Trump said this week, the funniest thing this week, the best quote of the week is, I'm bigger than Taylor Swift. That's what Trump said. He's bigger than Taylor Swift. Okay. Good for you. Right. All right. We'll pause now. It's 48 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard?
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach. An uneaten tuna sandwich and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Okay, here we are on the Good Day program with our friend Tom Kreitler. I shouldn't say our friend. I don't know if he's friends with anybody but me. But that's what counts here on this program. If you're my friend, you get on the program. Hooray for that! All right, so Tom is the co-host with Leslie Segretti of the weekend program Money Pit. They have the weekend, well, because it's our focus on weekends, even in the bad weather, even the winter time.
Yeah.
There are projects around the home, inside, outside, all around the house. I was thinking because it's Groundhog Day, what kind of, you know, people say, well, what's that got to do with home? There are holes in people's lawns that are created by woodchucks. Some people call them groundhogs. There are moles. There are mice. There are rats. There are all kinds of vermin in your lawn that are trying to get into your house. Right? How do we get rid of those bubbies?
Well, that's true. In fact, I got a call from my son just a day or two ago, and said, Dad, how do I get rid of mice? Because he found them in his closet. I said, well, you stop storing the dog food on the bottom floor, for one thing.
Right.
But, you know, when it comes to getting rid of rodents in your house, and if you have pets, which he did in that case, you have to be really careful if you're going to use mice or rat poison. You have to make sure that you put it in what's called a bait station, which is basically a sturdy plastic container that locks and holds the bait inside. It has a small hole for the mouse to get in, but it's impossible for the pets to break it open, because if they get to that bait, it's not a good thing. So you've got to be real careful with that. But, you know, Doug, when I think of Groundhog Day, I think of the projects that people call us about that they have to do more than once. There's a lot of projects like that in your house that you end up doing over and over and over again if you don't do them right the first time, and one of which that's really common is repairing a crack in a wall. So if you have a crack, or if you have what's called a nail pop, where the nails sort of push out and leave like a quarter size a chunk of spackle in their wake that's missing, the solution for that, for example, is to not just drive it back in and spackle it over, because it's going to come out again, but to put a new nail in and then overlap the old nail with the heads. This way you have a much more secure fit and it doesn't pop out again. Now when it comes to cracks, you don't just want to spackle the crack, because it's just going to come through again. You have to tape it with the drywall tape, but not just any drywall tape. What I like to use is the type that looks like a netting. It's perforated. And when you use this stuff, it's pretty strong. You put that on the crack first, and then you spackle over it, and that helps sort of bridge the gap. And if you do projects like that in that way, then they'll be fixed permanently.
Ah, bingo. My hero, Tommy McKay. All right, so here's a listener question from somebody who hears you on this program. His name is Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Says his hardwood foyer tile kitchen floors are cold, even with the heat set to 70 degrees. Well, that's because probably no insulation under them, right?
Yeah, he wants to know if it's okay to insulate the ceiling joists in the basement. And yes, I mean, if your basement is unfinished especially, insulation goes between the finished and the unfinished spaces in your house. But if your basement is unfinished, then it's a perfect candidate for that. And what you want to do is use a fiberglass, or you can use a type of insulation called thermofiber, which is another bat insulation in between the floor joists. And that will make a big difference in the temperature of that floor above. That and maybe a couple of area rugs, and you'll be more comfortable.
Ah, there you go. What's wrong with that? Pretty, well, it's common sense. A lot of times the answer to these questions involve a little bit of common sense. I don't. Do you think there is less common sense around now, and therefore more of a need for you than used to be the case?
I don't think it's all common sense. I think that unfortunately there's just a lack of this sort of home improvement and home repair knowledge, because you know, kids are not growing up with parents that have done it before them as much as they say we did. And they're moving into houses. If you think about it, Doug, that homes are built pretty much the same way. They've been built for the last couple hundred years. They haven't changed a lot. Yeah. I mean, you start with a wood frame, and then you fill in the holes, right? You put your siding up, and you put your drywall up, your plaster up, you know, whatever
it is.
You'll
get a kick.
It hasn't changed.
You'll get a kick out of this story. You know, I'm involved in this development of a 63-unit facility that we're calling an agrohood. It's a development built around a working farm.
Right.
So I'm in they finished building, framing up the first house, and they found that part of it was 3 inches off. And so it's the architects in there.
What do you mean 3 inches?
Because
out of square?
It was 3 inches. The roof line from one room to another was all supposed to be even, and it ended up being 3 inches shorter in one room than it was in another.
Whoops.
So they were talking about just padding it.
Yeah.
And I said, what's that mean? He says, just you fill it up so the ceiling is the same in every room.
Make it look right.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I don't know if that says.
Well, I've done a little padding in my day when I used to do a lot of woodwork. Sometimes you make a mistake and make it look so good that people think it was supposed to be that way.
Perfect.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.